This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
January of this year, our intelligence community determined that Russian military intelligence, the GRU, had used WikiLeaks to release data of U.S. victims that the GRU had obtained through cyber operations against the Democratic National Committee.
We start in Washington, as we always do. That was Pompeo there. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We skid over to Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Hey, Ellen, how are you?
I'm doing just great.
So what's the deal in the Russians? So now WikiLeaks is complicit, or who knows who's colliding where?
You know, I met with Julian Assange for about 3.5 hours the Saturday before the election. What WikiLeaks get is through a Dropbox. And so if you put something in their Dropbox, that is how they do it. They don't necessarily have anything to do with where they get that information.
Right.
So it could have been the Russians. It could not have. I don't think there's any way of knowing at this point.
Wow. I don't know that we're ever going to answer this question.
I don't think they are going to necessarily answer the question. And I think that, look, again, that's why it's WikiLeaks. And that's why if you go onto their page and you have information, you can just really put information into their Dropbox. You don't necessarily know where it's coming from if you're Julian Assange.
Right. Hey, that's kind of a good point. You and I never talked about that. After spending that much time with him, what did you walk away thinking?
Well, it was very interesting because we said to him at that point, you're putting all this stuff out about Hillary Clinton. Why aren't you putting stuff out about Donald Trump? And he said, well, if he were president, there would be a lot of people that would begin to not like him, and then we'd begin to see a lot of stuff from him, which is exactly what has happened, as you know, about
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm. Do you, go ahead. Yeah.
So basically, you have to see what people think of you. And they didn't dislike him. I mean, they didn't dislike him at that point. He was just, somebody that nobody thought was going to be president.
Right. And then we saw, of course, what happened. So it was completely different, obviously, after the election. And now we're still in that 100-day period. And what's interesting to me is, now we're seeing that Donald Trump is coming back on a couple of different things that he said initially when he was running. And some are saying, gosh, do you think he's going to move a little bit more to the center? I don't think he is totally. What do you think?
Well, I don't either, because the Republicans got him there. And, you dance with the person that brought you to the dance, so to speak. So
yeah.
I don't think so. On the other hand, this is a guy who gave money to Hillary Clinton and was not known to be a right winger at any one point. So I think we don't know what Donald Trump is. And I think that Donald Trump is a politician now. But before that, he was just a businessman who made decisions on whatever came to him.
Yeah. The other big news is, the United States dropped its largest non-nuclear bomb on ISIS targets in Afghanistan for the first time. A bomb like this has been used in combat. The Pentagon announced that. And, of course, they had more details from the White House. What do we know?
Okay. What we know is that it's called the mother of all bombs. It was 11 tons of TNT.
Mm.
Hiroshima was 15 tons of TNT. But this bomb had no lasting radiation effect because it was not a radiation bomb, as Hiroshima was. And that basically it also created a crater, which was 300 meters wide, which is about 370, that's not exact, but about 370 yards wide. So absolutely huge. But, of course, Donald Trump did not say that he ordered it. All he did say was that it happened, but it could have been, he could have given the people in the military permission. Of course, he is the commander-in-chief. So whether he ordered it or not is really sort of immaterial. It's under his watch. And he said that ISIS, or ISIL, depending on how you call them, was running around and doing things, and they wanted to scare them. Well, I'm sure it did.
Yeah, I agree with that. No kidding. I'm sure it did. Steve Bannon, what do you think happens with Steve Bannon? It sounds like he's in trouble. You think we see him leave the White House?
Well, actually, I don't think we see him leave the White House. I think the press is looking for a story. I think Steve Bannon will stay there for a while. I think he has stayed there. He is obviously Jared Kushner and Ivanka have a very different view of the world than Steve Bannon does. But again, who brought you to the dance? And it was the Bannon folks. So I think Bannon stays for a while. I really actually do. And by the way, there's also one other piece of news, speaking of bombs, et cetera, and that is whether we're going to do any kind of preemptive strike with North Korea.
Yeah.
And as you know, it is one of the Kims, I guess 102 years ago or whatever, one of the Kims took over. This is the grandfather of the guy that's there now. And so now we have actually sent two destroyers to the area, and they have Tomahawk cruise missiles.
Wow, so that's going to be a big story for the next couple of days, at least for sure. Ellen Ratner, thank you so much. Have a fabulous weekend.
Thank you. You too. Happy Easter.
Yeah, you too, so to speak. Passover, really. I just went through that. All right, Ellen, thank you. Talking about the bomb being dropped, the U.S. dropping, as Ellen said, the most powerful non-nuclear bomb on ISIS. Wow. So, you know, that strike was the first use of that kind of weapon. And part of the Pentagon's intense air campaign in Afghanistan against a militant group, so you can imagine. Separately, the Pentagon said that an airstrike in Syria by the American coalition had killed 18 Syrian fighters allied with the United States. So the bomb, this bomb being dropped is very, very big, needless to say, and part of the story. And I said that, you know, in looking at the situation with ISIS, that was one of the, we've talked about this along the way, I've said this the other day, that Trump does keep pointing at ISIS. We need to get rid of them. We need to knock them out. And now the focus seems to really, for sure, have shifted in this direction. Not so much about Assad and questions about Assad, more questions about ISIS and annihilating ISIS. A football legend passes away and the world reacts because he was a darn nice man who helped a lot of people. Pittsburgh is feeling the pinch and the loss. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Horrified and shocked and sickened to learn what had happened to him and to see what had happened to him.
The fact of the matter is these elements of damages the airlines need to be aware of, because if they continue to physically abuse us, that's going to be problematic.
All right, pretty interesting stuff. The man you just heard there is Thomas Demetrio, who is the lawyer taking on United Airlines. He's a prominent Chicago lawyer. He signed on to represent David Dow, the doctor who was dragged off of the United flight on Sunday, last Sunday. And he's saying, bring it on. Are we going to continue to be treated like cattle, bullied, rude, treatment, all that kind of thing? No lawsuit has been filed yet. It has not been filed yet, but there is the conversation about that. So the airline is going to have a big opponent in this Chicago lawyer. He's ranked one of the top 100 plaintiff lawyers in the country. How about that? So to give you an idea, in 2012, he won a $1 billion settlement against the NFL and NHL by players and their families in a concussion class action suit initiated by the family of the late Chicago Bears player Dave Duerson. And this guy knows how to fight. Besides Demetrio, you also heard Crystal Dow Pepper in that. She was the daughter of the man who was dragged off the flight, the doctor I just mentioned. And you heard her say, we were horrified, we were shocked, we were sickened to learn what happened. She was at that press conference. She said, we hope in the future nothing like this happens again. She said she's one of five children, and she thanked the public for their support because there has been an outcrying of support for this doctor. And she said, my dad is a wonderful man. He raised with my mother five great children who have gone on to do great things and who will continue to do great things. He's a grandfather, and at the end of the day, the person that is the person who we're trying to take care of. Dow lost in what happened. Dow lost two front teeth, broke his nose, and suffered a concussion as a result of the incident. He was discharged from a Chicago hospital on Wednesday evening. Wow. So we know what's happened with the United CEO. We've been talking about it. He apologizes, says it's shocking, all that other stuff, but he is definitely in trouble. And this story is not going anywhere because more people are coming out to talk about what's happened to them. And so they haven't been dragged through the aisle, but other things have happened to people on flights that are overbooked. And then the question becomes, should the flights be overbooked and the airlines, they're not going to fly flights that don't have enough passengers in them. And that's the other part of that. So that's what the process has been. And I don't believe that's going to change despite whatever comes out and how much this is talked about. It's not going to change. I don't think ultimately it might change for United the way they handle the problems when they arise. But I think ultimately there still is a big problem with airlines overbooking the policies. What do they do? And that's not going to get solved anytime soon. There's going to be massive discussion about it. I think United, is going to have some struggles here. And that he didn't apologize right. He came out wrong. To me, the board may vote him out. That's how serious it is. He may get voted out. Coming up on America Tonight, by the way, in our next segment, we deal with the oops moments that have happened across America, a couple of them that are pretty ugly. I'm just going to say that, pretty ugly stuff, including, yet again, somebody, more than one person, gets trapped on a roller coaster. Can you imagine? Now when I get on a roller coaster with my nephew, and I'm not going to give you the details yet, I feel like, oh, please don't let this get stuck. No, don't let this happen. Especially at the top of it. Let's not have that happen. Oh. And when you hear this, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Also, at the telltale end of this hour, we're going to talk a little bit about Easter. Good Friday, Easter weekend, things are open, things are closed, people are with family, people are celebrating. There is a lot of, I think, interesting ways that people spend the time with their family. So, some people still do Easter egg hunts. Some people take everyone they know and make it almost like a reverse Thanksgiving, and it's pretty interesting. And it's one of those, it's such an important Christian holiday that it's interesting in looking back at Easter. And I think I mentioned this a little bit the other day, that Easter was always the one time, maybe even more than, I think more than Thanksgiving, for in my family, it was family. It was always about family. So you were going to have a lot of people around. It was going to be a big deal. And you were going to do a gigantic Easter egg hunt. And you were never going to find all the eggs because they were hidden so well. But I'm going to save those stories. I'm going to save those stories for later in the hour. I mentioned this on the show, and I got a couple of emails from a few of you about, I was saying off and on America Tonight, you know, for years, that if, what did we want in a president? We wanted a president long before Trump, long before Obama. What did we want in a president? Somebody who would honestly say if they made a mistake. Somebody who could admit to, I changed my mind, and here's why I changed my mind. Somebody that could reverse something that they've said. NATO was a perfect example of that the other day. A change of serious heart in the Oval, because Donald Trump as a candidate disparaged it. As a president, he's saying, I'm positive that this is a group that fights terrorism. There's been a flip, I think, in some of the reversals from Trump. And it shows that there's a little bit of a learning curve, and it's different when you're a candidate. And it shows that he's willing to change his mind and say that, I suppose. I know there's people that look at that and say, oh, well, yeah, of course, that's what he did. But I sort of look at it differently. I think it shows that instead of digging his heels in on that, especially the NATO thing, he's doing the opposite. He's saying it's not obsolete. I'm convinced they go after terrorists, and he's had a serious reversal. And I've seen this already where there's been a couple of reversals on some things that were said. So I would say, you know, bravo to that. Here's a guy who was never afraid to reverse what he said if he thought he was wrong. Steelers chairman Dan Rooney, dead at the age of 84. He won how many Super Bowls in such a close amount of time? And he is known for the Rooney Rule, where he looked around and decided, you know what, there's not enough diversity in the NFL. There's not enough head coaches. So you had to interview all kinds of people for the head coaching jobs. And they just put in the Rooney Rule that women had to be considered for executive positions with NFL teams. He was a real force. The Maras with the Giants and the Rooneys with the Steelers. And, of course, huge links to the past years in the NFL with the Rooneys. And the people in Pittsburgh are really mourning. This guy was iconic. The Rooney family, for what they would do for people in the area, for how they would help in whatever way they could. Really salt of the earth family, and he was one of those guys. I know a lot of people that knew the Rooneys, know the Rooneys, and say wonderful things about Dan Rooney. So a lot of reaction to Dan Rooney, dead at the age of 84. Stay with us.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
What happened to my dad should have never happened to any human being, regardless of the circumstance.
Once again, yep, it's time to go for the cash because it's ridiculous what everybody saw. And here we are in America tonight. Why don't you hear a little bit more of Crystal Dow Pepper, the daughter of the doctor who was dragged through the aisle, had a concussion, broken nose, is ugly. Two front teeth, gone, lost two front teeth. This a father of five, and there's lots of conversation about how in the future, United should handle this. Should the CEO still be allowed to be the CEO there? And, of course, the answer to that is the board. They can decide. If they decide it's not good for United, then they'll remove them. That's what they'll do. I mentioned that there were some peculiar things always happening around the U.S. and that we would get to that. And, I mean, it was sort of like not slim pickings, but big pickings. When it comes to stories that I look at them and I just shake my head and say, you gotta be kidding me with some of what's happening out there. One of them is, as I kind of alluded to, when you're at an amusement park, and I've taken my nephew to so many, and he always wants to go on the biggest, baddest, incredible roller coasters. So two dozen people got stuck on a Six Flags roller coaster. So here we go again. It's on the roller coaster. They were stalled for more than 3 hours. This was in Largo, Maryland. The firefighters got to the park about 6 o'clock, started work to get the riders down. The ride was the Joker's jinx, jinx on everybody else. The final riders weren't helped down till after 9 o'clock. No injuries, thank goodness. On its website, Six Flags America says the ride normally lasts for just over a minute and reaches a speed of 60 miles an hour. Now, here's my question. Would you go back on that ride? If you were stuck and you're one of those people and they were stuck in an awkward position, luckily not going up, like where they're just totally leaned back. So they were tilted, but not to the worst extreme they could have been, where they could have been tilted. And I'm sure that it was frightening. Absolutely. It's not the first time riders have been stranded on the Joker's Jinx, so there's something wrong with this. Something else happened in 2014. 24 were stuck on it. It took more than 4 hours to rescue them. No one was injured there. So would you... Here's the question. Would you get back on that... Would you get back on a roller coaster again if that happened to you? I mean, I'm all about overcoming fears and kick life in the butt. And if you want to do it, do it. Things happen. But I have to say, I don't know. Stuck there, hanging there, waiting. I don't know if I'd really be up for that again. go back on it. I don't think so. And then there's that story to this extreme, which makes me so sad when I hear stories like this. An 11-year-old boy died last week of injuries that he suffered in a March suicide attempt. This is a kid, first of all, 11 years old. The pictures of him, priceless. I mean, this kid looked like he had the world by the tail. Just good-looking kid, involved in all kinds of things. You could see they had pictures of him at the beach, kicking the kickball, playing hockey, you know, you name it. So this Tyson Benz of Marquette, Michigan, some of you listening to us in that area, hanged himself on March 14th. His mother said he was the victim of a prank that drove him to take his own life. He got text messages that led him to believe a girl he considered his girlfriend had herself committed suicide. So the prosecutor in that area said that his office charged the 13-year-old girl, because they could certainly trace that, with malicious use of telecommunication services and using a computer to commit a crime, for sending false reports of her own death to Benz. Neither the prosecutor nor the police department would identify the 13-year-old. The person sending the message was supposedly a different person. So hoax or prank or whatever. And it's impossible, they say, to tell if it was definitely the cause of the suicide. But it seems logical, is what they're saying, to presume that they're related because that's what happened, but they'll never know. He didn't leave any kind of a note, anything. It's incredibly sad. And social media has led to that for some kids because of the ability to really go after mean kids, go after other kids, or just mean-spirited, or, you know, whatever. So a GoFundMe site in his name has raised over $40,000 for his family, but it goes back to the same thing. You can't bring this little boy back to life, 11 years old. And you see the photo of him. He was athletic, like I said. He played hockey and golf and soccer, and he was at, you know, hung around his brothers, and it just seems so unbelievable. And how that family has to come together after that and deal with that, I just cannot imagine. Tyler Clementi was the kid who took his life when he was pranked and taunted at Rutgers University many years ago. And I had the chance to spend some time with his mother, and she was on America Tonight. And it was so sad to me. And she has an anti-bullying message and campaign. But no matter what you do, you can't 100% police that kind of stuff. And we don't know all the details of what happened there, but I can't even fathom or try to put myself in that family's shoes, because they're just brokenhearted. Your heart is just smashed in half. Wow. So we move from that, and just a reminder about keeping your kids close and, you know, being very cautious about social media, I suppose, to the WWE superstar Kane, who announces that he's running for mayor of Knox County, Tennessee. We certainly have seen this before. So his real name is Glenn Jacobs. He formally said, "I'm doing this. I want to do this. I promise to keep taxes low. I want to make Knox County a place everyone can be proud of. I see my role as a facilitator among the different communities in our area. I also think that the mayor has done a good job," he's saying, "with transparency in government. And I would keep doing those kinds of things, that I have a passion for this and I'm ready to share that." He's running as a Republican, and he's trying to replace somebody who reaches his term limit in 2018. Wonder if he'll have some success with that. You know, the WWE guys have become, you know, they've become so famous, and a lot of them have absolutely transcended the sport. So they're not boxed into what they're doing. It's not far-fetched, obviously, to see others that have done it in the past, and that he certainly could be on that list. It wouldn't be that far out of the realm to think that, yeah, he might be able to nail it. Can you imagine if you were in an empty apartment, somebody wanted to show you apartment, for example, and there was $43 million in cash? That would be something, wouldn't it? Well, you'd have to be in a different kind of apartment, however, pretty far away. The Nigerian anti-corruption unit discovered more than $43 million in U.S. dollars at an upscale apartment in Lagos. The anti-graft agency said in a statement they raided the apartment after a tip-off about a haggard woman in dirty clothes taking bags in and out of the apartment. So what was that about? They said they also found 32.2 million Nigerian currency worth $75,000. They found all kinds of other currency. It was neatly arranged inside cabinets hidden behind wooden panels of a bedroom wardrobe. I mean, you should see this money piled up. It looks like computer paper almost. Obviously unlawful activity. How and whose money it is, that is the curious thing. I mean, talk about a huge bust. They say these gains have been credited to a whistleblowing policy that was launched in December by Nigeria's finance minister. Whistleblowers can now provide information through a secure portal. If that information leads to the recovery of stolen funds, the whistleblower gets between 2.5% to 5%. Wow. So since that happened, they've had the recovery of over $180 billion. Sure, I know what's going on in that apartment. I'll take my 5% of $43 million. Thank you. And, I mean, it is a staggering amount of money. And looking at it all piled up, it just looks fake. It's not fake, but it looks fake. And there it was in that apartment, unbeknownst to any of the people that were living not too far away from there. Wow. All right, we're talking about it. We're talking about finding those Easter eggs and the significance of Easter. Stay with us.
Oh, can't anybody see? about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
And tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
On America Tonight. And of course, you heard our singing chickens. You might recognize the tune. Chickens are laying eggs over time because you dye the eggs, you look for the eggs. There's the real eggs, then there's the fake plastic eggs. There are some interesting family dynamics that go on during Easter, and I wonder what's in store for you and your family or posse, your friends, you know, whatever. Andy, one of the many me group members who also is running the technicals for America Tonight on this show. Thank Andy, you. Do you remember some of those childhood memories? Was it about finding eggs? Did you get a big Easter basket? What was Easter like for you?
It was always about family, but the eggs were just like a hobby that, or like a pastime that we'd do when we'd get together and stuff. We'd always have a big meal and stuff too, but we had the plastic eggs, and then there would be quarters and jelly beans and all that other stuff. But I also think that was maybe a little bit of a trick to get the kids to be more interested in Jesus.
Oh, to get them to like the candy and all the stuff. And
well, then I have a pretty vivid memory of learning the Lord's Prayer.
Oh, after all that.
Yeah.
Wow, I like that. Yeah, after that. For me, oh my gosh, my mother would be so overboard. She would, I have a brother, and she would have these chocolate eggs and all these things in an Easter basket, and she would hide the Easter baskets. I mean, usually we could find them pretty easy, but they would be crazy. They'd have malted milk balls in them. They had like a decorated egg and Easter bunny. I mean, just a wow. Jelly beans, the whole Easter.
Those big chocolate bunny rabbits too.
Yes. The whole Easter array of bad food, like Halloween on steroids, but only Easter style.
Did you do like a full meal or would you have like snacks?
We did a full, that's a great question, because some of you listening out there know exactly what Andy's talking about. Sometimes people do the snacking thing because it sort of becomes like an all-day thing. My family did a sit-down dinner. So, meaning there'd be like a white tablecloth or whatever, and you would have to get the good china out. You have to get the good china out. And it would be like a ham or turkey, and it was a lot. It was just a formal. When I say formal, I mean you didn't have to dress up formal, but it was dressed up a little bit. Like they dressed up the table more and whatnot.
Put the mason jars away.
That's right. No mason jars, no paper cups. No. And of course, I hated that part of it in a way because I'd have to get out the silverware. I'd be like, oh, are you kidding, Mom? And you know, find the. Like, I would just see a gravy boat, and I would think it went with the china. No. It has to be the right one. So, yeah, so we did it up. We just did a big family dinner. It was fun. And it was like Thanksgiving, but there were some definite differences, I think. Obviously, the religious significance is different than the pilgrims and that kind of thing. So,
any wild
Easter,
uncles?
No wild uncles. We didn't have anything crazy like the over-exaggerated movies. Well, maybe they're not for some people. I didn't have anything crazy happen that I can remember at any of the Easter things at all, except for that there was always the fight over who found the most Easter eggs and how much candy do they get and how much money do they get in their eggs and, you know, that whole thing.
Would you hunt outside or inside?
Outside. So the plastic eggs would have money in them, and they would be outside.
Did you ever find any gross ones that nobody found from the year before?
No, but you know what's really funny for people listening? When I bought my house, when we got our house in Texas, I say this all the time, I'm from Philadelphia, and I've moved all over and lived in this great country all over the place. That's why I can relate to so many of you, because I've lived in every part of the country pretty much. But the place where I live now, every once in a while will find Easter eggs. I think we're still finding them. My nephew will be over and he'll find it. He'll say, can I have this Aunt Kate? And I'll say, what is it? Well, that's I found it in the backyard. And it's like, yeah, it's just, wow, how old is this? So like, it could be 15 years old. I have no idea. they seem to have really hid those eggs because we have definitely found a bunch of them. I think we found like 5 of them. That's a lot.
You know, my aunt started doing this thing where she would have some eggs with a number in it or like a you win and you could pick a gift from this basket.
Mm.
I hope she's not listening right now, but it was kind of funny to see the little kids not wanting any of them because they were like toothbrushes. And like
toothbrush instead of candy. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. And see, Easter candy is different for everybody. So if you look at what Easter candy is, so there's the Peeps, the marshmallow kind of candy. You mentioned the big solid chocolate or hollow chocolate.
Chocolate oranges.
Easter bunnies or whatever. A lot of people like those Cadbury eggs. They're too sweet for me. I don't like stuff that's ridiculously sweet. So I like the malt balls and that kind of stuff. But you know what's interesting for... Again, a little tidbit throughout to all the people listening. Americans spend, they say, about $18.4 billion on Easter. The National Retail Federation, in its forecast for Easter, said that that number is 6% larger than the $17.3 billion spent in 2016. And people shop. People shop and they spend money for the candy, and that's what they do. Chocolate eggs are the number one. Reese's mini peanut butter cups are huge. Jelly beans, chocolate bunnies.
Did you say 24 million?
Billion. 18.4 billion. That's crazy. That's how much. I mean, so it is a big deal. There's people, they're making this candy habit. They're making some money off of this. Right? They are. Because it's like Halloween only for Easter. And it's, the chocolate is different and what you put in the Easter baskets is different. But it's happening.
You know, this is a kind of an odd question, but I had a Babe Ruth for the first time 2 days ago. And I was like, this is just kind of like a Snickers bar. But I don't know if I like it better. And I was curious, what do you like better, the Snickers or Babe Ruth?
Ooh, gosh, that's a good question. You know, I used to eat the Babe Ruth bars once in a while, and I like them. And I think they taste a little different than the Snickers. I'd say Babe Ruth. I'm going to go with Babe Ruth. I like Babe Ruth. I'll tell you what I really like, though. And it would be so addicting for me. Now they make those candies little. I think they do that on purpose because then I believe you inhale more. But the Reese's peanut butter cups for me are really, really pretty good. Awesome.
They are.
That'd
the
be
best.
Tough. It's tough to pull me away from that. That's why I don't get any candy.
Have you seen those 1 pound? They make those giant ones around Christmas time.
Yes.
I got one
Can
of those
imagine?
From my parents when they went on a diet.
Ah! Did anybody eat it in the house? I hope so.
They cut it up into like 30 pieces and then they served it in a snack tray.
Oh, that's so funny. Here's your piece of the Reese's. Come on, you got to eat it because somebody's got to eat it. I can't eat this whole thing. And I think that's kind of addicting too. As I was saying, the little candies are worse because you think, well, it's not that many calories or whatever, and you start to look at it. So, wherever you are celebrating Easter, thank you, Andy. It is a huge Christian holiday. There's no question about that. All faiths, all Christian faiths. And the Jewish religion just went through Passover. So, very close. Sometimes they're not that close, but Passover and Easter this year are incredibly close. And Passover is, of course, different. At the White House, they had a Seder dinner even. Passover this year began on the evening of April 10th. It ends officially in the evening of Tuesday, April 18th. So it is a longer time period, I suppose, than Easter if you think of Holy Thursday and Friday and Saturday, or really Sunday, then ultimately it's Sunday. It just depends on the calendar and where it falls. All right, thanks so much for listening to This Hour of America Tonight.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.